By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to WAUK's broadcast of the Waukesha South Blackshirts basketball game against the Waukesha North Stars. Just announced the starting lineups, starting off with Tyron Cook, Daniel Robinson, Charlie Moroz, Tommy Karinko, and Ethan Cech. So it's their typical rotation. Now they're announcing the lineup for the Waukesha North Stars. Starting off with AJ Curtis, number 12. And then number 23, Aiden Hernandez.
Sophomore number 11, Cooper Haas.
And then that's sophomore number 11, Cooper Haas. Excited to see how he's playing.
Still.
Number 24, Patrick Still.
And senior number 0.
And then the senior number 0, Franco Williams. And so they're going to go for a pretty even lineup, too. So they're just going to go head for head. North's getting into a large circle, getting real hype. And they're all hyped up. And South right now spaced out on the floor. North's getting spaced out right now. Got number 23 going against Tyron. Number 23 again is Aiden Hernandez. Tyron wins the Cook and Karinko gets it and passes it back to Tyron. Over to Cech. Moreau's left-hand side of the court. Cech at the top of the key. Tyron on right-hand side of the key. Cech with the ball now. They're just playing. Well, Cech drives in at the top of the key, draws a foul immediately. I mean, that's the Cech. That's Ethan Cech right there. That's what he does. It's just a matter of whether he's able to convert or not on these free throws or the score, but he's really good at drawing attention.
That was a nice drive to the boards there.
Yep.
Missed it by a little bit, but he drew the foul.
It was a miss on the first free throw by Cech. And another. And it was another miss. So he misses both here. Number 11 inbounds, passes it over to number 12. He shoots and misses. Tyron gets the rebound. He dribbles up the court. Tyron dribbles around Franco. He passes it over to Cech. Cech goes top of the key to Karinko. Karinko goes to Daniel. Cech's at the top of the key again. They're passing it around at the top of the at the three. Cech drives it a little bit, passes out the pass. And I'm liking the movement. Moroz had an open shot. He dribbled around the well-set pick by Robinson. Robinson went to the corner. He was wide open, but it was an errant pass, so it went out of bounds. And so Cooper Haas is on the inbound over to number 12. Number 12 dribbles it up. Number 11, he gets it. That's a Cooper Haas. Number 12. Number 23, Aiden Hernandez gets it in the paint from Cooper, but he tries to go up. Misses the shot, but gets a foul. That was a good take by him. If he can keep doing this game, that can be a way that he could exploit the South offense. Or at least get Tyron to start playing bottom, so he's not, or bottom of the court, so potentially affecting his offensive output, but we'll see. We'll see if they design some plays with him at the core of it. He just missed his first three free throw. He misses a second one. It rolled out. Tyron gets the rebound. He dribbles up the court. It's like he's at the point this game. Passes it over to Moroz. Moroz back to Tyron. Playing catch on the left-hand side. Cech at the top hand, or top of the key. Over to Moroz, over to Cech, doing the entire passing game again. Passes it over to Robinson, who's in the paint or right outside of it. He goes up for a short jumper and makes it. That's the first points on the board. 2-0. Blackshirt, 16-14 left in the half. Number 24, Patrick Still has the ball. He shoots and misses. Tyron gets the rebound, dribbles up court, passes it over to Morales. Morales goes back to him, goes to check. Then he goes to Daniel Robinson. Daniel Robinson takes a shot.
Nice three-pointer there, Connor.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
5-0. Blackshirts. Franco is taking it up the court. He passes it over to Cooper. Franco has it. He's looking. Cooper has it. Aiden's on the side looking for it, but he's driving. He tries to do a direct pass. Tries to get an assist, but it goes out of bounds as I believe it was Patrick Still driving. Goes off of a defender, goes off of him and goes out of bounds. So it's Waukesha South ball. Ethan Check takes it up the court. He passes it over Morales. Morales just rises up for a three, almost gets it in. It went off the back. That was a really good shot by Morales. As we know from last game, he can make those. Cooper Haas with the shot. He dribbles up, takes a three, misses. Oh, my goodness.
That was
Goodness. Okay, I didn't announce it, but Ethan Check just took the ball up the court and dribbled right in with a spin move, got around two defenders and laid it up with a nice kiss off the glass with the left hand. And he came from the right. That was a beautiful play. I mean, Ethan, so much potential. So much already existing spunk, too. North takes a couple of shots after dribbling it down. They miss a couple times, and Tyron gets the ball, gets the rebound. Tyron passes it up to Ethan Check. Ethan goes down the court, tries to dribble it up. They draw a foul.
Yay, yay, yay.
First personal, second
they get a foul. It's on Ethan, so it's going over to North. Cooper drives in, passes it over to Hernandez. Hernandez gets a bucket in the paint. That's their first points on the scoreboard. That's 2-7 South. Ethan has the ball. He's dribbling it up. He passes it over to Robinson. Robinson goes to Morales. Morales back to Robinson. Back to Check. Over to Tyron. Tyron dribbles on baseline, rises up, shoots, misses. A little bit too hard on the shot. It's looking like Cooper has the ball. He passes it over to Franco. Franco back to, all right, back to Still. Still drives in from the left-hand side of the court right to the center of the paint and does a little nice floater and gets right in. It's 4-7. 4-7, Blackshirts. Tack takes it up the court. He's passing around. He's setting up a play, gives it over to Morales. Morales passes it to Check on the right-hand side. Check is wide open, actually, out there for three, but he dribbles. There's a lot of space between him and Patrick Still is guarding him. Morales has the ball now. Back to Check. Check over to Tyron. Tyron just rises up and shoots from three. It's a miss from Tyron. Wasn't the best look, but he could make those. Franco's driving in. He shoots. Doesn't quite get it. But it's a foul.
These guys are moving up and down the court at a pretty good pace here.
Yep. Lots of speed.
Move faster than I do.
Just hope they don't tire themselves out. Franco with the first free throw, and that's a miss. So they're not doing really good at free throws here. Unfortunately, neither team is, and this may save South if they don't get their free throws converted as well. Franco with the shot, second free throw goes in. That's 5-7. Blackshirts. Tyron's coming up the court with 12:48 left in the half. Tyron passes it over to Trey Duncan, who has come in. Trey passes it over to Tyron, but it gets stolen by Cooper Haas. Cooper passes it to Franco on the fast break, but he does a layup and misses. Trey Duncan gets the rebound back. He passes it over to Tack. Tack goes back to Moreau's. Moreau's for three. Moreau's almost gets it from three. Another good look and almost make. I'd still give him those.
Reach in.
I think Trey should have just went all the way with that one. He had a clear lane.
Yep.
Clear lane to the basket. I mean, I understand he has he's 5'10". He's not as tall, but you know, you got to have that confidence going in. It's not about height. It's about confidence.
Is that the way it is in everything in life, Connor?
I mean, when you're driving, it is about confidence because the defender has to make a choice whether they're going to defend or they're going to try to just go for or avoid foul, you know? And so if you drive really, really hard, even if you get your shot blocked, yeah, it's still a way for you to get points. So that's something that if you're shorter like me playing basketball, you learn pretty quick. If you don't, you're useless. But Tyron drives it up the court. After a missed bucket by North. Over to Tack in the corner. And Tack with three in the corner. And he makes it. That's Tack's first points in a while, actually. I'm glad to see, because the last game, I don't think he scored. And so it's good to see him back on getting those high percentage looks. Let's hope if he can keep that up. And that's what I like about this team. There's every game, all of a sudden, there's somebody else lighting it up. But North has the ball right now. Cooper's in the corner, but he passes it back. Takes another shot. North takes another shot and misses from the top of the key. Tyron gets the rebound. Pass it over to Robinson, who's dribbling around the defenders on the right side of the court, but rises up a couple of feet away from the basket, but misses. Tack gets the rebound, though, and he passes it out to Tyron. They're passing it around, and now it's back to Tack, who's at the side or the baseline. Tyron, who's right in the middle, gets a pass directly to him as he tries to dribble around the defender, but gets a blocking foul called. It's on 23, Aiden Hernandez. All right, number five, Jaden Miles is coming in. A miss. Franco gets the rebound. He drives all the way. Goes all the way on the fast break and gets a bucket. It's now 10-9 black shirts with 10:42 left in the game. Moreau's has the ball at the top of the key. He's trying to figure out what to do. He passes it to Robinson. Robinson goes out to Trey. Trey with the shot with the bucket. Beautiful three-point shot.
This guy's got a nice spot in that corner.
Mm-hmm. Stay out there, convert, and we in this game. Jaden Miles has the ball at the top of the key. He passes it over to Franco. Franco goes over to Cooper. Cooper's dribbling. Dribbler. He shoots. Takes it out to Patrick Still, and he shoots.
Yeah. Long pass.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, there was a beautiful pass, a football pass. I thought it was 2 seconds left in the game, and it was a shot, but no, it was a pass, and it was on point directly to Tack Tadioka in the correct spot. And right before Tack was going to go up, he got tackled.
He really did. I mean, that was one of the longest passes I've seen in a basketball game.
Yeah.
And it was right on. And Tack went up to score, and he just got mauled.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of jealousy on the defender there. I don't blame him.
Either that or 2 points. So now he gets tried for the...
Honestly, if I'm a defender, like I know. I mean, I'd probably just go for the, you know... Just kind of stay out of his way. Just let him. Like, that was a beautiful pass.
Not me.
That is a beautiful pass. And Tack just bucketed a three. So maybe he is bad at free throws. I don't know. I mean, I don't know his stats on the season. But I don't think they do neither. So we're at a little bit of standstill. We're just all...
Like the Zebras are trying to figure something out with Coach Richter.
Yeah, Coach Richter's over there. He's not dressed snazzily this game. He has on a typical team gear. It's always exciting to see what Coach Richter's going to wear. But it's like they just called a timeout.
Bringing him in.
Yeah, so we're going to go to a break real quick after this timeout. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. It's Connor and Johnny hosting tonight's broadcast of Waukesha South versus North. Crosstown battle. Tech just made both free throws. Oh, my goodness. Tech just made both free throws, and North got the ball. They didn't convert, and Tyron did another long lob pass to Tech, which was right on point.
Wasn't as long as the other one, but it was pretty
long. And
look at that. Holy mackinoli.
Yeah. And that
was a pretty play.
That's number two. That's the second long pass. Tech passed it over to Trey, and then Trey had went up. Trey had given it to Daniel, and Daniel had went up and drew a foul. He just made both free throws. Right now we're at 18-9. Looks like the South or the Black Shirts are running away with it a little bit here. They almost trapped number 11 in the corner, but Franco Thomas gets it.
Out of bounds. Nope. Timeout, North.
And then they call a timeout.
Yep. Well, the mojo's rising over here. We've got a score of 18-9. Black Shirts are kind of beating them up a little bit. We've got 9:35 left. It's kind of a fun game. They're going back and forth and got a really good paced game. Saw a couple long passes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of interesting play here so far. What do you think, Connor?
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking that, we've seen a couple of good plays thus far, but the Stars haven't really gotten in their stride yet. But that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing whatsoever because we're playing all
them to get any kind of stride.
Huh?
We don't need them to get into any kind of a stride.
It's just usual, you know? I mean, it seals the deal. I mean, right now we're up 9, which is a good lead. You know, but it's not something that North can't come back from.
Well, they got him boxed in. Oh, he got the pass out.
Yep. That's kind of the problem with doing double team. They were double teaming Patrick Still at the top of the key, but then he passed it out. He's taller than both players, so all he had to do was just jump a little bit. And he passed it to Cooper, who was in the paint, and got a nice bucket. Take it down the court. Moroz has the ball over to Duncan. Duncan goes to Robinson. Back to Moroz from three. That's Moroz's third three, and he's 0 for 3. Robinson gets the rebound. He does a nice, clean spin move and gets the layups. Now it's 20 to 11. Jaden Miles almost gets the ball completely stripped from him.
Here we go.
Daniel Robinson takes it. It's looking like Daniel, he stole the ball in the pass to the top of the key, and then it's looking like he was trying to do an alley-oop with Tyron, but Tyron just caught it and almost dunked. But it still looked fancy. Still looked fancy. Patrick still takes it down over to Franco. Franco back to Still. He dribbles to the left or to the left a little bit and takes a shot, but it misses. Tyron gets the rebound after the attempt, a putback attempt by Miles. There's a shot in the corner from Moroz. Finally, Moroz gets one.
It's getting a little ugly out here.
And so
8 minutes left in the game, 25 blacks.
Yeah, it is getting a little ugly. I think you are correct, Gianni.
Yeah, well, sometimes the sun shines on a dog, you know. So what a fun game. A lot of fast pace there. It's just, you know, it seems like North, they're shooting enough, but they just can't get that ball to go in.
Exactly, exactly. Sometimes it is just, you know, you just don't have a good game. Balls just don't drop.
Another beautiful three-pointer.
But, yeah. And so now number 12, Cooper's taking it down. Passing that was Cooper with the shot. That was AJ Curtis who took it down. And Cooper rised up with the shot there. It was a quick fast break assist. 15-28. Charlie Moroz takes it up the court. He has it. He passes it over to Tyron. Tyron has the ball. Tack calls for it, but he doesn't pass it. Daniel has the ball right now. He's trying to set up something. He's looking for something, but he just takes the shot. And it's a little bit too hard, so it goes over. Franco with the rebound. He's driving down in the corner, packs it over to Still. Still just goes directly in the paint. It's a nice, easy layup, and now it's 28-17 with 6:35 left. Blackshirts with the lead, with the 11-point lead. Tyron with the ball, passing it up. He passes it over to Daniel. Setting up a play. Goes over to Trey. Trey at the top of the key. Daniel on the left-hand side. Charlie at the baseline, the left-hand side. He tries to pass it over to Tyron, but it gets stolen by Miles. They pass it up to a nice outlet pass. So from AJ Curtis to Franco Williams, and he gets a bucket. So now it's 19-28. Waukesha Blackshirts still with the lead. Tyron has the ball, top of the key. Pass it over to Trey. Trey back to Moroz. Moroz to Trey. They're on the left-hand side. Daniel has the ball in the middle. He passes over to Tack on the right, but he misses with a shot. Tyron gets the ball and has a beautiful...
Wow, that was a nice reverse shot.
Oh, a beautiful reverse. It made it look so easy. An athletic marvel. Pass from Curtis over to Still. He drives on baseline, but gets fouled by Robinson. Probably not. He had his hands up. But I guess, you know, if you love tap someone with your hip, that counts as a foul.
5:22 left in the game. Blackshirts 30. North 19.
Franco on the inbound. He passes it over to Still. Still passes it back. He's on the left-hand baseline. He dribbles up a little bit, goes over to... It's like they brought another player in the game. Number one. Number one goes back to Franco. Franco takes a shot and it misses. Number one, Jonah Freedy. Freedy, senior. Goes out of bounds, but it's still North ball. AJ Curtis takes it in. Over to Franco, back to Curtis. Curtis takes a shot, misses. Tyron gets a huge rebound.
Man, that guy's got a vertical leap. Wow.
Tyron dribbles up a little bit, passes it over to Trey. Trey over to Carrico. He's in the game for three, but he misses. Franco with the rebound. He drives in. A jump pass over to Curtis. Curtis with the three, and he makes it. It's 30-22, an 8-point game now. It's 14, now it's 8. They're in single digits, and it's 4:30 left in the half. Tyron takes it up, passes it over to Trey. Trey goes to Daniel. Daniel's mulling his options, looking in the phone book. Calls Trey with the pass. Pass goes over to Tyron. Tyron over to Duncan, or not Duncan, but and Tyron goes directly in the paint to Check, who's wide open, but he misses the layup. And Check's talking to Bo like, man, I tried to make that. Shrugging. I mean, those are the kind of shots you don't want to miss. Luckily, they're not in too big of any deficit.
Nice steal.
Yeah, beautiful steal. AJ Curtis is looking for the foul. He may have been fouled. But as far as we saw, it was a steal. It was clean.
Now I got to tell you, Connor, I'm kind of keeping one eye out at, and Coach Richter is going up and down and up and down. He is one active, vocal human being in these basketball games.
Yeah, it's Bo. That's Bo. Fancy suit Bo.
Yeah. Definitely is communicating with his team.
Moreau's on the inbound, goes to Tyron, and Tyron tries to pass it in the paint, but it gets stolen by Jonah Freedy. Cooper Haas with the ball. Cooper goes over to AJ Curtis in the right hand side baseline. He takes a shot, misses. Tyron gets the rebound. He dribbles all the way down the court. He goes to Moreau's in the right hand side. Moreau's with a three. He misses. Cooper gets the rebound. He passes it to AJ. AJ is dribbling down as they set up. Patrick still with the really long three, but he misses. Tyron with another beautiful rebound. It's like his 1 millionth rebound. I haven't been keeping score of them, unfortunately, but he's been their main rebounding go-to guy this entire game, and why not? He has the vertical of Usain Bolt, probably. Robinson with the shot. He misses from three. Franco gets the ball. He dribbles down the court and takes a shot right in the paint, but misses. Ethan gets the rebound, dribbles, does a no-look pass over to Robinson to three, and it's an assist because Robinson gets it in. 22-33 with 22-26 left in the half. Period one. Jonah Freedy with the ball. He goes over to AJ Curtis. AJ Curtis to still drives in and tries to lay it in, but he gets fouled. Let's see if he can convert on these free throws. That's been the Achilles heel for North. They had a made their free throws, they'd be within striking distance right now, at least only down by five. So Brighton Staub and Trey Duncan are in. Your black shirts lineup is looking like Brighton Staub, Carinko, Moreau's, Tyron, and Trey. They're playing short. North, their lineup is still Miles, Freedy, Curtis, and the new player, number three. It's saying it's Johnny Kellier. Free throws for Jonah Freedy. They both, the second one goes in. So that's 24-33. They had a little bounce there, so I thought it was going to come off, but Tyron gets the rebound. He goes down court, passes it over to Moreau's. Moreau's back. Tyron to Trey. Trey to Brighton. Brighton back to Trey. Trey tries to dribble, tries to do a bounce pass, but it goes off somebody's foot and goes out of bounds. So now it's Moreau's on the inbound here. Moreau's goes to Trey on the inbound. Trey back to Carinko at the top of the key. Trey's up. Trey over to Tyron. Tyron just takes a long three and misses. It's 136 with 33-24. Black shirts. Patrick still takes it on the court. He goes over to Jonah Freedy.
Almost got stolen. There it is.
Gets stolen. by Tyron, because you know, getting around Tyron when he has you in his
nice
in his vision. He goes over to Trey. Trey gets a nice layup right off the glass.
One Freedy minute left in the game.
Freedy with the ball.
Or that happens.
Top of the key. He's still at the top of the key. He's dribbling around. Goes over to number three. Number three, he dribbles around. Miles Turner. Or not Miles Turner. That's a different. That's a basketball player.
There was a defense there.
There was a look defense there.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. So
nice.
Miles had missed the shot. Trey got in the rebound, dribbles down, tries to go for a layup, but misses. And Trey with the beautiful, or not Trey, but Tyron with the beautiful putback.
Some boards.
Yep.
20 seconds left.
And so now
37-24.
AJ Curtis with the ball. 15 seconds left. 37-24. See what he's going to do. Top of the key. Nine. He dribbles over a little bit.
5 seconds left.
5 seconds. He does a. Makes some beautiful space, but cannot get it in. Free gets the rebound, throws it up, but it goes way over. And that's going to be the half for your Waukesha South Blackshirts against the Waukesha North North Stars, 37-24. I mean, it's looking like it's going to be a blowout. If this continues, North just isn't converting on their shots this game. And they're getting good looks, but they're not converting. Meanwhile, South is converting. And I actually think South is playing a little bit worse than what they usually play. But we've gotten a little, you know, some points being scored by Tack. Got some points being scored by Trey. We got points distributed evenly. So that's always a good sign. I'm feeling pretty comfortable about this game.
Yeah.
Unless North can start reacting more on defense, too. They stuck with the man mostly. I don't think I really saw them play any zones, and because they did, and because North didn't really run very many plays, South has just been sticking with zone sticking with man as well, and that's just been working out for him. So, head coach for North, I don't have the names on me, but he's going to have to make some adjustments defensively. Yeah, you got to have the defense going just in case your offense isn't going. So what are you thinking about what you've seen this far?
Well,
Johnny,
it was going back and forth for quite a bit. I mean, they got a nice lead going on right now. The pace of the game is pretty fast, and I'd agree with you, Connor. North just is not getting those balls to sink. They're taking their shots. I think when you come back, they are going to make some adjustments. I think they're going to go in the paint a little more instead of doing some of this outside stuff.
Yeah, because
I think it's going to get a little more chippy down there, and they're going to try and move that thing right underneath the net, get some offensive boards, because they just got to get a little more offense going here if they want to stay in this thing.
Yeah, I mean they have a 6'3" center. Or actually, I think he's taller than 6'3". I think
6'4".
Let me see how tall.
Fella.
He's huge. Huge. He's Faber and Inda, 6'4". He's not just 6'4", but he's about 170, 180 or something like that. So, I mean, he got a couple of baskets and he drew a couple of fouls in the beginning of the game, but then they just stopped going to him. And so... Like I said, that's why you do planning. If they would have exploited that, I mean, that's always South's defense, South's right. Achilles heel, always.
Well, we got a little break here. What do you think, Connor? Should we?
Yeah, we can
step aside for a little bit.
Yeah, we can step aside. We can we can sell more things.
Right, Calvin. Let everybody know.
Yeah,
playing at North, and we're 101 the Shaw at 5:40 a.m.
Stay tuned.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
...27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast of the Waukesha South boys basketball game against Waukesha North, the Black Shirts versus the North Stars. For those of you just tuning in, it's me, Connor, with Johnny Watermelon hosting, as downtown Donnie Brown couldn't be around, unfortunately, due to the passing of his mother over this past weekend. He'll be returning to Waukesha tomorrow. And so our next game, which will be broadcast on Tuesday, will be hosted by me and Donnie again. I believe it is on Tuesday. Make official announcement on our Twitter and our Facebook. Follow us at WAUK Radio. We're back in this game. It's 37-24 or 26.
26-37.
Yep.
17-15 left to play.
Black Shirts. So the Black Shirts are winning pretty good. Got a nice, comfortable 11-point lead here. Burroughs takes a shot from the three and he misses. AJ Curtis gets the rebound. He dribbles up the court. Top of the key. He passes it in. Tries to get it over to Hernandez, but then Carrinco steals it, passes it over to Tyron. Tyron's driving or walking it up the court. Tyron goes over to Moroz. Moroz over to Check. Check goes to Tyron. Tyron has a spin move at the baseline and passes it out to Moroz. It was a foul called. I believe it was called on Hernandez. It's the last person you want, if you're the North Stars, to build up fouls. Tyron rises up right over Hernandez and gets a nice bank off the glass to make this a 26-39 point game with 16:26 left to go. Franco Thomas takes it up the court. He drives in, tries to pass it out to Hernandez. Hernandez gets the rebound, takes it up, misses. Ethan Cheques gets the rebound and is going to get down court. Looking like a mini John Stockton out here. He does a bounce pass over to Moroz, trying to be John Stockton, but it goes out of bounds. Hey, it goes off somebody's leg, though. So
that ref blew that call, Connor.
Mm.
It was clearly South ball.
Oh, they're calling it for North?
Yes.
They're calling it for North?
I mean, he just really just...
For real?
I mean, the guy kicked it out of bounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he changed it.
Looks like he reversed it.
Yeah, good. Jeez. These refs, man. These refs. I mean...
Well, you know, they get overpaid.
Yeah. Karinko tried to be a little fancy. Yeah, a little fancy. Ended up behind the back pass to nobody.
No, no necessary. So it just wasn't necessary.
Yeah. All right. Patrick still on the rebound, on the inbound, goes over to Franco Thomas. Franco Thomas has it. He passes it to Hernandez, who's at the top of the key. He drives in and gets around Karinko. I mean, he gets a bucket. That's pretty much what he should have been doing this entire game.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was a little push there, a little muscular move.
He's bigger.
They were going to go underneath the boards.
He's the biggest player on the court, and the fact that they're not setting up more plays with him at the center, I don't understand it. Karinko has the ball. He passes it over to Tyron. Tyron's at the baseline. He passes out to check over to Robinson. He fakes. He dribbles around him, dribbles in the middle, gets around every defender, and gets a nice floater.
Okay. So I'm gonna do a little play-by-play here for a little bit. Connor's taking care of some action. It's like they just made a nice score there. So we got 15:04 left in the game. South 41. North 31. South passing it around. Nice three-pointer shot there. Bingo! Got it. 44-31. 14:49 in the game. Connor, get out of my way. I can see what I'm doing. Hey, there we go. Another good play on North. Getting a little tougher underneath the boards. Number 23 just made a great play. And he drew the foul. He's got 14:38 left in the game. 44 for South, 33 North. But the crowd's kind of getting into it a little bit here. Comes first for three throw. And he misses. Going to be South's ball. Got a nice lead here. 11 points. Here they come. It's at the top key, passing around the corners. Doing some great passing tonight. He's driving to the bucket. Passes out. Three-point shot. Nope. Pulls it back. Takes another look. Driving to the basket. Number four, little layup, and he missed it. Ah, sugar. Got the rebound, though. Good offensive boards. Setting up a play. Richter's coaching him up. There it is. Drew the foul. Boy, that was a nice design play. They did some great passing on that. You could just tell the way Richter was holding his fingers up there, and the guy saw it, and they set it all up. So these guys are coached up good. Very organized. First shot, miss. Comes a second free throw shot. Man, he missed them both. So North is coming down.
Yeah, Franco Thomas has it. Or Franco Williams, sorry. I keep saying Thomas. Frank Thomas. He is a Chicago White Sox legend. For those of you who don't know, that's why I keep getting it confused. AJ Curtis takes a shot mid-range, and he makes it. And now South has the ball. And Check is at the top of the key. And they're passed it around. Murrow's with the drive. He goes in, but then passes it out to Check with a three, but it misses. Tadioka gets the rebound, and he puts it right back in.
Off offensive boards there.
Mm-hmm. Franco Williams passes it over to Still, the corner. He rises up for three and gets a bucket there. It's 38-46. Now they're only down by 8 points. They've cut into this lead a little bit here. Tyron with the ball. He passes it over to Cech. Checo's in the middle. A beautiful bounce pass over to Tack, which leads to a foul. But that foul's on the offense. I didn't see where it was at, but it's on the offense. And so still has the ball. Tack. This is a bit of a tacky call on Tadioka.
Yeah, right. Nice.
I don't know. That wasn't very nice, but, you know, I try. Franco Williams with the pass. A beautiful pass over to Aiden, but he gets blocked. He's able to get around two defenders, but gets him from behind. Beautiful outlet pass over to Robinson. Robinson down to the paint to Tack. Tack takes it up point. Gets it in, 48-38, black shirts. AJ Curtis takes it down, shoots a three, misses. They do another beautiful outlet pass down to Cech, who tries to lay it in after a spin, but airballs the layup. Gets the rebound. Tyron goes up for three.
Some offensive chances there.
Yeah. But, you know, we have the 10-point lead, so we're good. They almost a travel there on Franco Williams, but he's able to lock his pivot foot. It's hard to do. It's very hard to do, actually. So that much momentum.
Made a foul there. Didn't look blatant, but
Aiden draws another foul here. Aiden Hernandez, number 23 for the North Stars. He's someone that I've been saying that they should have drafted some more plays around him. He shoots a free throw, but it misses pretty badly. He hasn't been very good at free throws.
Yeah, that kid definitely should be practicing his free throws. He missed that one by a mile.
You know, they're difficult. I mean, Shaq couldn't shoot him, and he's even when he's in the NBA. So,
and he got that one. I hear that Giannis has a hard time with free throws occasionally.
Maybe. I mean, I've seen him hit them pretty consistently, but I don't know. Maybe it's just big men just get so used to being able to throw it up there, muscle memory with so much force. And when you get to the free throw line, it's like, oh, this is too easy. Trey Duncan with the three. He shoots, but it misses. Tyron gets the rebound, puts it back in, though. So it's 50-39, black shirts with 11:30 left in the half. Patrick still takes it down, shoots a three. He misses. Franco Thomas gets the ball, gets the rebound. And I think it's similar to what happened last game. He's doing all these little things, rebounds, steals, passes, but just the scoring is not there for Franco. So Franco Williams, sorry. A lob pass into the paint to Aiden Hernandez, and then he posts up. Against Tack, gets a foul. I mean, yes, it's a good strategy, but he has to make these free throws here for it to be effective. It's 39-50. Two here would put them in single digits again. And that's one.
Well, I stand corrected. That was a free throw that went in.
Free throws are annoying because literally you'll be able to get the form down, and then if you just slightly move your wrists, don't put enough backspin.
Connor, it's like everything in life. You practice it enough, you get good at it. I mean, yeah. Free. You know, what do I mean? Free. Here comes South.
Yeah, Seth passes it over to check over to Robinson. Robinson back to Cook, top of the key. He drives. Easy hole.
And that was nice.
I saw that hole from a mile away.
Oh!
Tyron in his vision, man. It's crazy. Still loses the ball, but gets returned or picked up by Williams. Aiden with a beautiful board. Beautiful offensive board. Oh. And Jaden Miles almost hoodwinks Ethan Cech with his couple of spin and pivot moves there. Beautiful pass by Franco and in the paint. Aiden puts it up, but isn't fouled. He was fouled. I saw contact, but they didn't call it. Tyron gets the ball, drives in, and passes it to Cech, who misses the layup It was difficult, a difficult reverse layup, so I don't blame him. He got a 3-point from the corner from Cooper Haas. There's his first points for tonight. Or no, his fifth, or he's 5 points tonight. He has a 1-2 earlier, and that's a 3 here.
9:35 in the game. 52-43. Black shirts. North's giving them a little vinegar, though. They're coming back. They're fighting hard here.
Trey Duncan with the ball at the right-hand side of the key. Carrinko's at baseline right-hand side. Trey shoots it from where he's at, misses. Miles gets the rebound, passes it over to Franco. Franco drives, passes it back out to Miles. Miles crosses check and goes right to the paint, draws the foul. Beautiful, beautiful play by Miles. Miles is a player that he hasn't really done very much, but he's very athletic. And he has the athleticism, and he's pretty tall, about 6'3". So if him and Hernandez are able to get something going in the paint, they could potentially be able to cut into this 9-point deficit. Let's see if he makes this free throw, and he doesn't. And that's been their Achilles heel. That really has been. That's probably like 10 points now. They've been in the line a number of times, and they've been able to get those those trips, but they just haven't been able to convert. Jaden with another free throw, misses the exact same way he did the first time. Sum up with his fundamentals there. Passes it down the court, passes it to Check, who's just there. Does a nice layup, but misses it. Cooper Haas dribbles down, but then he trips. It almost goes out of bounds, but it gets saved and passed out to Jacob Freedy. Freedy passes it over to AJ Curtis. AJ Curtis dribbles around Trey, steps back, shoots. The foul is there. The was a basket, but the foul is before the shot, it's looking like. So they're just going to have an inbound. Inbound by AJ Curtis. It was on Trey. Curtis goes over to Freedy. Freedy goes to Franco. Franco goes back to AJ. AJ shoots a 3 from the corner, misses. And so Blackshirts get the rebound. Robinson takes it up the court. Robinson is hasn't really needed to do very much this game. And Tyron drives in the baseline and dunks it. Single hand.
That kid has got vision, and when he drives, it's just unbelievable. What an athletic move. Man, that kid is good.
Everything Tyron does is art. I mean, it's athleticism, but just practice.
Yeah.
I mean, all of his, he can, like, it's practice. You can tell because he can pivot so easily. And that's what makes him so dangerous, not because of his athleticism. Because I think some of the other players are, I wouldn't say more athletic, but can compete with him. But I think really what sets him apart is just the fact that he is able to boyishly bring the ball up the court.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden pivot into a laser focused drive.
Yeah, he sees a little move and he takes it, man, with like authority.
It's scary. If you're a defender, it's scary because you don't know whether he's just gonna,
just like a cat, man. When he decides to bust a move, he goes.
Yeah. Anything. And so it's because it's muscle memory. He's practiced those passes, he's practiced those drives so many times. Number 24, Patrick Still has the ball, takes it up the court, or he doesn't take it up the court, but he gets a pass from Franco, and he has a shot mid-range, and that goes in. So it's 46-54. They're up by 8. The Black Shirts are, with 7:42 left in the quarter, or in the half. Tyron is a bullet pass, a bullet outlet, or just a bullet driving pass, and it goes all the way out of bounds. Yeah. Wasn't quite on target, and so it's North ball. Still takes it out. Williams has it. He's dribbling. He's guarded by Robinson. Passes it over to number three. Number three goes to Patrick Still. Still back to Freedy in the paint. He takes it up, scores over Moroz. Now it's 54-48, 6-point game. So it's a bit closer. It's the